the trusted choice.
Hanzaland Radio.
After that short break, we welcome you back here. Game two of our broadcast tonight, double dip inside the Big 7. Game of the week here on KNTA. The pregame coverage continues for our boys' contest, brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu, close to home and far from debt. As we transition now to the girls' game, the boys' game tonight, after the girls' final was Holton 59, Royal Valley 50. So the Wildcat girls now 2-2 overall, 1-1 in Big 7 league play. Panther girls dropped to 1-3 and 1-2. Both the Panthers and Wildcat boys' squads come in at 2-1 records. Panthers are 1-1. They lost to Sabetha on Friday, 70-64. Wildcats come in at 2-1. And they beat Nemaha Central this past Friday. That final was 61-43. So both these teams entering tonight records of 2-1. And we get you set for this one in just a moment. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Starting lineups for the tip-off is coming up next here on Kansaland Radio.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us this Wednesday, December 14th, for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. This Wednesday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our Hiawatha and Horton lobbies. All are welcome.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us Wednesday, December 14th, for our annual Christmas open house. Wednesday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our Hiawatha and Horton lobbies. All are welcome.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys game about to tip off. It's Holton and Royal Valley. Both teams at 2-1. Let's dive into tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the Panthers coming off a loss to Sabetha on Friday. They'll go like this. Trayson Murad is a 5'10 senior in the backcourt. He's also joined by a 5'9 junior, Aiden McKenzie. Daniel Coleman's a 6'2 senior. You also have Ian Torres, who is a 6'2 junior, and Preston Ross, who had 20 in the loss to Sabetha on Friday, 6'4 senior, who had a magnificent second half in that six-point loss to the Blue Jays. So again for Royal Valley and head coach Chris Brown, fourth year as the head coach of the Panthers. They got Trayson Murata, Aiden McKenzie, Daniel Coleman, Preston Ross, and Ian Torres. For the 2-1 Holton Wildcats, Eric Tate, first-year head coach, and a 1-0 start in Big 7 league play after a win over Nemaha Central on Friday. Wildcats will go like this. Kobe Black, a 6'3 senior, averaging 6 points and nearly 6 rebounds a contest. But the leading scorer is Tyson Snyder, a 6'2 senior. How about this? 25.7 points per game. He has been magnificent through the first 3 games of the year. Also in the backcourt, Parker Crouch, a 6'2 senior at 7.7 points per game. Matt Lears, 6 foot senior, 16.3 points per game for the sensational senior guard. And also in the post, it is Sam Miller, 6'5 senior, averaging 3.3 points per game. So again, for the 2-1 Holton Wildcats, it's Black, Snyder, Crouch, Lears, and Miller. All purple uniforms for Royal Valley with white and black trim. All white uniforms for the Wildcats with the blue trim. In our girls game, Wildcats won the opener tonight, 59-50. We will have a competitive one here tonight between a battle of 2-1 teams. Brandon Tadman here, joined by John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Colin Felkamp, our studio engineer. As we get set for the second game of our doubleheader tonight, Holton hosting Royal Valley. Game tonight again brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas.
A little different look with Ashton Trick getting his first starts of the season tonight. So Ashton is out there.
5'10 senior at just 2.3 points per game for the Wildcats. So a correction there on the starting five as Schrick is in there and he has the ball working it up the floor. Wildcats will start as we are underway. Our second game tonight, the Holton and Royal Valley boys. They set up the alley-oop and it's tipped up and nearly in. It's missed by Snyder and a rebound for Royal Valley and the Panthers push here. Their first offensive possession. And this Panthers team lost 98% of its production a year ago, a team that made it all the way to the 3A state championship game before losing to Heston. And a pull-up J is pure for Daniel Coleman, and the Panthers out to a 2-0 lead.
Boy, pure's a good word for it. That's a great-looking shot right there if he can hit that all night.
They have had some guys step up early on. Daniel Coleman is one of them. Preston Ross, another, who had 20 against Sabetha as Snyder goes inside, loses the rock, and a turnover by the Wildcats. Now the Panthers get it with Coleman, thought about pulling up, caught in a double, gets it out here to McKenzie who fires, left it short from the right elbow and a rebound collected by Schrick and the senior now near sideline working it up the floor for the Wildcats. Wildcats beat Nemaha Central on Friday 61-43. Get off to a 1-0 start in Big 7 league play. Lears has it, top of the key it goes to Snyder who's been off to a magnificent start this season for the Wildcats. Here's Lears, short corner right. Picking up the dribble, now back to Snyder at the elbow, gets inside, Schrick has it, now gets to the free throw line, floater with the right hand, in and out, no good. An offensive rebound, though, and stick back is no good by Crouch, and he'll earn the foul and shoot two free throws.
This Royal Valley team not real big, kind of guard-oriented. I think that's probably why Schrick's out there instead of Kobe Black. Holton will showcase some lineups that look a lot taller here tonight. But Parker Crouch has done a great job this season, battling, keeping balls alive, getting second and third chance opportunities as he did here.
Left it short. The lefty on the first free throw attempt. Crouch 58% early on at the stripe, averaging 7.7 points per game. 6'2 senior. Struggled a little bit from three, but can certainly make the three. He misses the second. An offensive rebound, though, from Miller to keep it alive, and somehow the Wildcats will get bailed out. Now Lears tries and connects on a right wing three. At Lears from downtown gives Holton their first lead here of the game. It's now 3-2 Wildcats, not quite 2 minutes in.
That's what we saw last Friday with Holton against Nemaha, with second chance opportunities, keep the ball alive, getting that extra shot, getting that extra pass in.
Torres missing there on a 19-footer from the right corner, the leading scorer for the Panthers early on. Lears works it up the floor, gets his own rebound off the miss. Schrick from downtown, it's in and out, no good. Rebound for Preston Ross. He'll push the tempo here for the Panthers. 5:45 left first quarter. Panthers trailing here at Holton 3-2. This is Trayson Murata, the sixth man the last couple of years, and now getting the starting nod for his senior campaign. Again, this Panthers team lost five starters from a year ago that averaged over 65 points per game en route to a 24-2 record. They almost beat a top five team in Sabetha on Friday, but lost by six. And a big reason for that was Preston Ross, who buries in a short jumper. And the lead back to Royal Valley at 4-3.
Preston Ross played in the Centennial League for Washburn Rural the past few seasons, so his first year with the Panthers, giving the team some scoring and height.
How about Lears again from a deep spot on the right wing, missing a three, rebound for Daniel Coleman. Now he works it up the floor from left to right. Panthers leading 4-3. Man-to-man defense here by the Wildcats. And both these teams enter tonight 2-1. And a whistle and a travel inside. They get Torres with the turnover. And our first sub of the game for the Wildcats, as we'll see Kobe Black, the 6'3 senior, a normal starter, but coming off the bench here, takes the spot of Sam Miller. Panthers leading 4-3, not quite to the halfway point here in quarter number one. The Holton girls won the first one tonight, 59-50, in what was a good game all the way throughout. See if we can get a similar type here between the boys tonight. Here is Schrick with the basketball, right side on the wing. They get it into the corner with Crouch. Guarded heavily here by Coleman. Takes a step in, now kicks it out to Lears. Good extra pass into the corner. Schrick wants to drive, curls it up and under. No good on the attempt. And a rebound cleared by Ross. Nice dipsy-do, but just couldn't quite finish. Here is Trayson Murata backing out into the right corner, guarded by Black. Right side it goes to Coleman. They reverse the basketball to Ross. You mentioned again Ross from the Centennial League originally, who has a nice dump down to Torres, and then he had it knocked away on a steal. Now the Wildcats, a two-on-one break. Flipped up in the air by Lears, and he missed it in transition. Now Ross wants to push. Boyle Valley, three-on-three. They'll slow it up here in transition. 3:45 to go in the quarter. Now Coleman drives, picks it up at the left elbow. Murata now wants to take it in, and he was blocked. Now just flips it up, and somehow it goes. On his own block shot, it comes back to Murata, and he just flipped it up and in. His first bucket tonight, 6-3 our score. And the Panthers by three.
This is going to be entertaining.
Trying to come back for the tie. A missed three by Snyder, left it short, out of bounds to Royal Valley.
Well, so far for Holton, you know, they've needed Snyder and Lears to be both scoring double digits and providing a lot of their offensive punch. Holton a little bit chilly from the floor here early on in this game with just one shot made. So we'll see who's going to step up and help get Holton into a better rhythm here offensively.
First sub in there on that dead ball for the Panthers, Lucas Franks, the 5'9 senior guard, is in. Murata gets in the lane, missing a shot with one hand, but tips it back out to Coleman now, who leaves his feet and throws it away.
Third turnover by Royal Valley. One thing about it, nobody should lose track of Daniel Coleman tonight. Even if the lights go off, we ought to be able to see him out there on the floor. Those are bright green neon sneakers.
Honestly, don't recall him wearing the bright greens in the Sabetha game on Friday. I feel like that's something I would have noticed, but maybe I just missed that. Royal Valley had four players in double figures in that loss to Sabetha. As we're down to 2:40 left here in the first quarter, 6-3 Panthers in front. Both teams a little bit quiet offensively. Latter portions of this first period, as it's Crouch who works his way inside, getting his own miss, and then draws the foul on the putback attempt. And Crouch back to the line to shoot two more.
Neither team can make a basket, but both of them are getting several tip-in opportunities, second-chance offensive board opportunities early on in this game.
Padding that offensive rebound stat. But, you know, we're three games into the year, and all coaches have been calling coaches. Film's easy to get. You know, it's very, very simple. If you've scouted Holt, you know there's two people you got to stop. Make three other people beat you. You got to make sure that Snyder and Lears don't score a bunch of points. They don't go off on you. And obviously, it looks like some sounds what you're saying earlier from Sabetha game. Royal Valley's taking a look at Royal Valley. They've got one player. You got to make sure you know where he's at all times.
This is a Panthers team, again, that had the most turnover of any team in the league, but they have won three straight Big Seven League titles. But this is by far and away their biggest work project, with limited action returning. A missed three there by Coleman. A rebound for Lears. They get it up the floor. Black underneath, and it's off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover committed there by the Wildcats. We'll get another sub in as Sam Miller checks back in for Holton. He'll take the spot of Crouch here.
Seems like Holton a couple times in transitions been indecisive tonight. Just, two-on-one, two-on-two. Can't quite figure out what they want to do with the ball in hand.
Panthers team again, 2-1, so are the Wildcats. Two teams certainly trying to fight for upper position in the league this year. Difficult shot short, and an offensive rebound, though, is stuck back and in by Connor Hamas, who's into the game. Or correction.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I was right. Connor Hamas, number 10. We saw a little bit of time in that game on Friday, being utilized off the bench, his third attempt in four tries this year, and a three by Snyder is no good. Coleman the rebound for Royal Valley. And a good start here for the Panthers. 8-4, they lead it by four with the ball. And they're going to get Coleman here just sliding that pivot foot, a travel, and a turnover. We'll give it back to Holton. With a minute 22 left here in the first quarter, and the Panthers leading on the road 8-4.
can't really figure out what either team's trying to get established right now.
No, and that's the thing. Holton's really struggling with offense. They just know what they're going to do, what they're going to run. They've settled for a lot of three-point looks, forced three-point looks. And Royal Valley defensively, though, they've done a nice job. They haven't given any second, third chance opportunities except on the free throw line.
There's another missed three by Schrick this time. It seems like Holton's settling here offensively in the first quarter, and they only have 4 points to show. Ross will kick. This is Franks from downtown, and Lucas Franks off the bench buries a triple.
That's 5 points off the Royal Valley bench, outscoring Holton's entire team.
11-4, Panthers, with 44 seconds to go here in the first. Good start for the Road Dogs here tonight in Royal Valley. Here is Miller, right side, top of the key. It goes to Lear, swings it left. This is Snyder stepping in, gets in the paint, little floater, left it short, tips around, and Ross has it, a rebound for Royal Valley, and now 26 seconds to go. Panthers can play for the final shot here of the quarter. 11-4, Panthers lead it by 7, 18 ticks to go here in this first as they will work it around. It's Murata up top. As again, Chris Brown, fourth-year head coach, barking out the calls here with 10 seconds to go.
Ooh.
They're going to get an offensive foul, I think, on an illegal screen that was set by Franks. And fortunate for the Wildcats, they'll get a possession back with 8.8 seconds to go.
And it was a pretty obvious call. I mean, he didn't get set, slid into it.
So let's see if the Wildcats can get any momentum here. 6 seconds to go. Lear's right side. This is Snyder. Now 3 seconds. Schrick atop the key for three. Left it short. No good. And a desperation heave is no good at the buzzer, and we're at the end of the first quarter. With Royal Valley on the road, leading Holton 11-4 through 8 minutes. We'll step aside. Second quarter action is coming up next here on KNZA.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Don't miss our weekly KNZA locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday throughout the year. Early on portions, we'll have one more round this week talking to all of our area coaches before the holiday break and then back to it first week of January. Start of the second quarter, the Wildcats a little sluggish offensively, but not here defensively as they nearly force a turnover. Somehow the Panthers fortunate to get it back in another deflected pass. This time it's taken away by Snyder, and the Wildcats finally force that turnover. First possession here for the Wildcats, quarter two, 30 seconds in. They're down 7 at 11-4. Wildcats going from right to left. They get it inside. Black turns, facing 2 defenders, and they get him for an offensive foul.
Looks like Holton's gotten pretty darn tight. Wildcats just kind of waiting for somebody to make a shot so they can relax, kind of break the ice. I feel like they're forcing and pressing, and nothing just looks real natural right now for the Cats on the offensive end.
Well, even on that possession, they dump it into Kobe. 4 people standing watching make a move.
Here's Preston Ross for Royal Valley, who had 20 against DeBeffa. Now Torres, the leading scorer, missing up on a short J that's off the left side of the rim. Rebound Lears. Now Holton will push. Not much pace getting it up the floor. Lears sidesteps a man, now working around a screen. Not much utilized there. They get it up top. This is Ashton Schrick, who works around a screen, wants to hop step in, picks it up short corner right, back to Black, now up top to Snyder. It's over a minute into the second quarter, 11-4 our score. Panthers by 7 here on the road. Get it to Black, short corner right, now working on a defender, and he'll draw the foul and we'll shoot 2. Finally, a chance here for Wildcats to get something going offensively. Kobe Black will go to the free throw line. Good from that portion on the year at 71%. Daniel Coleman, though, picks up his second foul. And Black will shoot two. Wonder, and he makes the first.
Wonder if Coach Tate during the quarter just made an emphasis we didn't get the ball in the paint, because the last two trips down the floor, Holton made a concerted effort to get a paint touch, which will open up the three-point ball eventually.
They had Trayson Murata guarding Black, and that's 5'10 against 6'3". So Black used his size and drew the foul, working it in the post. He goes 2 for 2. Two big points. You just got to see something on the board here for the Wildcats. They have been ice cold. They're back to within 5 at 11-6. We got 6:39 until halftime. Now the Wildcats are going to show some pressure here in the full court. Nearly grab a turnover. Torres gets it up the floor. Here's Ross. Dribbles back into the right corner. Picks it up. Up top. This is Franks. Beautiful ball fake. Steps into a jumper. It's pure. How about that for Lucas Franks, the 5'9 senior, and he's got 5 off the bench. 13-6, back to 7 for Royal Valley. Not quite 2 minutes into the second. This is Crouch, right side on the wing. Now left wing, it is Black who fires a 3, short off the rim. Rebound Preston Ross. He'll push the tempo here for Royal Valley. Near sideline, in and out dribble. Thought about pulling up into the corner with Franks. Up top to Murata. Left side, this is, again, Franks with the basketball on the wing. Gets it to Torres in the corner. Now working back towards the baseline, and they get him for a travel. Another turnover by the Panthers. Wildcats get it back, down 13-6 at 5:48 left here in the first half.
Royal Valley's playing good. Got to clean up the turnovers. That's 6 of them now here in this first half.
The Wildcats have been cold offensively. Only find themselves down 7. Both teams a little sluggish. They want to go inside. This is Crouch working against the sides, and he missed the bunny. And a foul on the rebound attempt collected by Franks, and the Wildcats will get the foul, just their second here in the first half as they get Crouch with his first. Well, we've seen the Wildcats again trying to utilize their size a little bit, and at time unable to get a bucket up close. Now the Wildcats back pressuring here on defense. Panthers pushing it up the floor, up 13-6. Over 5 minutes to go until halftime. Both these teams entering this contest tonight, 2 wins and a loss through 3 games. Murata baseline right, stopped by Black. Good feed to Ross, and he missed the layup, but shoots 2.
Took his time, patience, broke the full court press, didn't force anything on the offensive end. They get it into the big guy, and PR will try to make him count here with some charity tosses.
Right now, Royal Valley looks like an experienced team. You know, you talked about it, you got, you know, 5% of their team coming back scoring-wise from last year. This team looks good. They don't stick, ball doesn't stick. They play well together. Look like they've been playing together for quite a while. They probably did at the JV level before. They really look like a team that's mid-season form right now.
Again, that state championship run a year ago as Ross goes 1 for 2. 14-6, Royal Valley by 8. Again, this Panthers team lost all 5 senior starters who, again, with 98% of their offensive production. This Panthers team is showing some scrap and fight early on after having the most turnover in the league. Wildcats down 8 with the ball. They want to bounce it inside. It's Crouch who had it knocked away from behind. Panthers thought Crouch was the last to touch it. It was not. And Wildcats fortunate to not turn it over. They'll throw it in from the far corner as Lears will throw it in. And just 6 points here so far in the first half for Holton, after 61 in their win on Friday against Nemaha Central. This is Schrick with the basketball. Again, got the start tonight for Black, who now gets it in the right corner. No dribble used. Now Lears gets to the free throw line. Nice hop step. Snyder and an offensive foul. They're going to get Lears here. And it was Ross who stepped in and took the brunt of that heat. Turnover by the Wildcats. The foul against Lears. And that is his first team foul, number 4, as Coleman checks back in here for the Panthers.
Holton's getting more and more frustrated. They can't get steals and anything with their full court defense. Offense hasn't been getting shots to fall and the looks they're wanting. Feel a lot of stress right now on the home team in white.
Coleman gets it up the floor here. They break the pressure. It's the Wildcats. They've done a good job here for the most part doing that. There's a tip pass. Lears forcing a steal, and Black comes away with it. Seven turnovers now for Royal Valley. Wildcats push it up the floor. This is Snyder in the corner, who has been quiet to say the least here in the first half. 14-6, Holton trailing. And Lears all the way. Count it, I believe, and the foul. A late call by the official underneath, but it's an and one for Matt Lears.
Yeah, he watched the whole play transpire and then thought about it for about 2 seconds and decided it was a charge last time down with Lears, and this time went with the block, so Matthew gets the and one.
I was honestly thinking they were going to get him for back-to-back charges there, but this time they call a block. It's going to go against Aiden McKenzie. That's his second foul. Chance for three here with Lears, who's struggled at the line a little bit, just 46%. He misses there. But an offensive rebound for Crouch, and he puts it back up and in. How about that? It turns out to be a four-point play there for Holton, and they're back to within four, 14-10. Panthers able to break the pressure here. They get it in the corner with Franks. Now Murad at the right elbow, staring down three white jerseys. Instead pulls up, nearly banked it in, no good. Tipped around by Hamas. Now Snyder wants to push it here for Holton. Hop steps in, layup, good, and the foul. Tyson Snyder finally on the board, his first bucket, and it's an and one.
That's the first good look transition-wise, defense going to offense. The Holt's had, you know, everything before, they've been kind of indecisive, the two-on-two, two-on-one. You know, the other thing we talked about, you know, I know Justin and I talked about it last week, was Holt hadn't had very many practices. Well, it looks like a team that got their full complement of practices. You know, Neem Hahn and Holt both state championship football teams. In the football game, and they haven't got to mid-season form yet. So first time the athleticism has come over to play for Holton.
A lot of contact here at the bench, and Murata is forced out of bounds here by Schrick. They'll get a blocking foul on Ashton Schrick, the senior, his second. Get a timeout at the full, so we'll follow suit real quick. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, you try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, it's the perfect timeout snack. A 7-0 run here by the Wildcats, and they're within one. 14-13 our score. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
We value our customers. They come first, always.
That's Hannah Deegan, head teller at the Farmer State Bank.
My work as a teller, I just love that I get to interact with everybody. Everybody that comes in here always leaves happy. That everybody is super friendly. That makes banking with Farmer State Bank like banking with family. And that's what they like about Farmers.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Boys contest has 3:33 left until halftime, 14-13. Got a 7-0 run here by the Wildcats after really struggling for a quarter and a half. Finally put a little bit something together. And Holton back to within one. Panthers with the ball out of the timeout. Game tonight here on KNZA, also on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. We're back to it after the TO. Panthers up one with the ball. Wildcats on a 7-0 spurt. They get it inside. Ross spins on two defenders. A little sluggish here. Now Hamas gets it underneath, and he steps out of bounds. They might have called 3 seconds, regardless, a turnover by the Panthers. Now Holton getting it back, a chance to take the lead.
And as sluggish as Holton, man, they've got to be thankful for that.
We talked about it a little bit, kind of in that break there, if you play as good a defense as Royal Valley has, as a three is buried in by Braden Peake, the sophomore, who has checked in out of the timeout, and the 6-1 sophomore gives Holton the lead. Now whistle and a foul underneath against the Wildcats. They get Kobe Black here. That's his second. Foul's on the floor. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Parker Crouch and Sam Miller both going to check back in here for Holton. Kobe Black and Ashton Schrick will get breathers here for Holton. 2:56 until halftime, 16-14. The Wildcats are in front. They were down 14-6, but they're on a 10-0 run. And now Snyder picks the pocket of Ross. And now Snyder trying to go coast-to-coast, shovels it to his teammates, deflected out of bounds. He was looking for Crouch inside. And the Panthers do a good job here getting back on defense. But the Wildcats, again, forcing that turnover. And now works it underneath their own bucket with Lears. Over the top pass, it goes to Miller. Right side to Snyder, touch pass to Crouch, turning on Torres, shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound and draws the foul. Parker Crouch now will shoot two. He's already been to the free throw line four times tonight. He'll shoot 5 and 6. Chance to build on a two-point lead here late in the first half. Torres picks up his first foul.
A lot of guys with one or two, but nobody foul trouble so far here tonight.
Point Crouch now, just 1 of 5 at the line here in the first half, came into the game at 58% from the stripe, and a low-scoring game. That is 4 points off the board. A 16-14 lead here for the Wildcats, and chance for one more. Crouch able to get that one down, and he's got four in the first half. Lead is 3 for the Wildcats, 17-14 at 2:39 left here in the first half. Tyler Catherine, the junior, is now into the game here for the Wildcats. So Holton's gone a little bit deeper into their bench here in the first half. Played now about 8 or 9 total. Continue to pressure here in the full court. Errant pass. It's tipped towards the midcourt stripe, and somehow the Panthers lucky there as McKenzie runs it down. Now Murata has it between the rings, working right side towards the wing, instead backing it out, getting the call from head coach Chris Brown. Coming up on the final 2 minutes here in the first half, 17-14, Wildcats by 3. They were held to just 4 points in the first quarter, then playing much better here in the second. Frank spins right side in the corner, and a 3-ball is on the way. It is short. Frank the rebound, missing the putback, and the Wildcats getting that second miss and the rebound there for Catherine's. And now here's Holton. They'll slow it up the floor with a minute 50 to go, and leading by 3 at 17-14. Around a screen is Schrick. Now gets all the way in the corner. Drives baseline all the way underneath the bucket. Throws it off a defender and out of bounds. Wildcats keep it as Lears is going to check back in here for Holton, taking the spot of Piku. Saw a couple quick minutes and even buried a 3 in his time on the floor. Lears to throw it in. Baseline left. Gets it up top to Snyder. Guarded by Ross. Two good players. Kicks off the foot. Couple bodies hit the floor. Wildcats somehow get it back. Now it's hit into the backcourt. Torres has it here for the Panthers. Now he lost it. And it's tipped and finally out of bounds. And I think it's Wildcats ball, and it is.
Well, game of hot potato there for a little bit. Pretty good hustle by both teams, but nobody could quite really gain full control of the round spear.
Holton's defense is kind of slowly have changed this game. And the pressure's starting to bother Roval a little bit. They have Roval hadn't scored quite a while. They've been held to 14 points for the last couple, 3 minutes. Kind of feel like the momentum's starting to sway Holton's way.
Boy, really, both teams have had opportunities to kind of extend something out here in this first half. Neither have been able to do so. As Crouch gets to the free throw line, turns down a J that would have been slightly contested, hands it off to Snyder, who gets in the lane and is called for a travel. Sidestepping a defender, splitting two, and Snyder, it's called for a walk, and a turnover by the Wildcats. We'll give it back to Royal Valley with 107 to go. The Wildcats still clinging to a 17-14 advantage. The Wildcats now continue to pressure here in the full court. Murata trying to split a couple defenders, does, gets it across the timeline, now works it all the way in, wants to go coast to coast, had a chance, he missed the layup and a rebound for the Wildcats. Snyder, long entry pass up the floor. Panthers do a good job getting back in transition. And the Wildcats have to reset with 44 seconds to go. Lears, nice crossover, gets in the lane and had it knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Torres for the Panthers. So just under 40 seconds to go here until halftime. Wildcats underneath with the ball, leading 17-14. Snyder in the right corner. See if the Wildcats want to play ultimately for a final shot here. Still a lot of time, 30 seconds. Lears ball fakes, goes between the legs, fades from the right corner, left it short from about 17, but somehow the ball's deflected near the three-point line, and the Wildcats get it back. Holton's going to try it again. Lears once again inside, hot steps in the lane and gets it two. Big bucket. Lears now with 7, 19-14, the Wildcats' largest lead at 5 with 10 seconds to go.
15-3, second quarter in favor of the Cats.
And the Panthers get some much-needed points before the half. Ross with 3 seconds, a little floater, in and out, no good. Rebound for the Wildcats, and that does take us to halftime. A tale of two different quarters. Panthers dominated the first quarter. Holton dominates the second. And a low-scoring Big 7 fight at the half. Our boys score. It is Holton 19, Royal Valley 14. Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 19-14 Wildcats. We'll break it down when we come back here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Time to get your mower serviced or find your next new Ferris mower at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment during their 2022 model year-end clearance sale. Right now at Heinen, you can get as low as 0% financing with approved credit. See Heinen for details or ask about the layaway program. 2023 models are arriving daily, so save now on all 2022 Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls. And in Lawrence, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, both teams have kind of dominated a quarter here in the first half. Panthers of Royal Valley jumped out to an 11-4 lead here at Holton in one quarter, and then second quarter dominated by the Wildcats. 15-3 their advantage. And the Wildcats leading this one 19-14. At the half, low-scoring affair. Brandon Salmon joined by Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Colin Fellkamp in studio, everyone here with the Holton Channel as well, MSCSports.net. Heavy broadcast tonight for this Big 7 tilt. And, again, a tale of two quarters tonight. Panthers got out to a good lead, but the Wildcats took them a while to get going, but they certainly battled back and took the lead with a nice second quarter.
Yeah, it was simply a tale of two quarters, as you mentioned. I mean, Royal Valley, I felt like, had a chance to be up even more. I mean, they led 11-4 and then got up double digits for a brief moment, but turnovers maybe preventing them from even having a bigger lead. Had 10 turnovers total in the first half, and once Holton finally got going a little bit there in the second quarter, felt like they just were able to relax. I felt like Holton was just pressing and stressing and trying to do too much and forcing things that weren't there. Obviously, the second quarter was a lot different, so we'll see after a tale of two quarters what the tale of the two halves has in store for the second half.
Yeah, both teams struggling on offense. Not many threes. Both teams a little struggle from the free throw line, although just two attempts for Royal Valley. They made one in the first half. Holton was 5-10 at the charity stripe in the first half. Again, a little balanced and low scoring here as we run through the stats in the first half. Matt Lears leading the charge for Holton offensively, as he had 7 first half points. They also got 4 from Parker Crouch, 3 from Tyson Snyder, and 2 from Kobe Black. Royal Valley was led in the first half by Lucas Franks off the bench, who had 5 points. They got 3 from Preston Ross, and then 2 apiece from Connor Thomas, Daniel Coleman, and Trayson Murata. Again, the low-scoring affair at the half. Holton 19, Royal Valley 14. We'll take another timeout. Our halftime continues after this here on KNTA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton. Square.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Game of the week tonight here on KNZA. Holton and Royal Valley, our boys game at the half. It is 19-14 Wildcats in front of Royal Valley. And our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We do have all the Big 7 girls finals from tonight. If you missed us or are just joining us now, the girls game here in Holton, Royal Valley in town, and the Wildcats able to hold on and beat the Panthers 59-50. The other scores from tonight, Nemaha Central stays undefeated. They move to 4-0, a little bit of a struggle at Hiawatha. They ultimately pull away, get that win, 38-24. And then Jeff West getting their first win of the year, now 1-3. They beat Perry LeCompton final there, 39-24. So again, the Big 7 girls finals from tonight's action. Holton 59, Royal Valley 50. Nemaha Central, they win at Hiawatha, 38-24. And Jeff West, their first win. They beat Perry LeCompton at home, 39-24. Our boys game at the half, Holton 19, Royal Valley 14. A final two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at Kellerman Real Estate. Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Our personalized gifts on your loved ones' holiday lists
Stop into Lasting Impressions before December 2nd to be sure yours is ready by Christmas. Lasting Impressions in Holton, just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
No offense hard to come by in the first half between Holton and Royal Valley. Teams combined just 6-12 from the line, just 3 threes, 15 turnovers combined, and 13 fouls. 19-14 Holton with the 5-point lead as we get set to start the third quarter. And we are underway, switching sides of the floor. Now Holton going from left to right with the ball. Nice in and out move by Lears, and the left-handed layup spins in there. Good start. And just like that, Lears now with 9 first points of the second half. 21-14, 7-point lead here for the Wildcats.
Well, okay, that was a great set. Got the double high Holton screen and gave Matt a wide open rim. Look at the rim.
McKenzie here, first possession for Royal Valley in the second half after at an 11-4 first-quarter lead as Ross pulls up short. Torres gets the offensive rebound, and then he lost it and turned it over. Wildcats get it back. Lears far side of the floor. No looks one inside to Miller, who nearly had it taken away, but spins out of some trouble. Gets it back to Lears, who then gets it up top here to Schrick, who kind of resets up high. Not quite a minute into this third quarter. 21-14, the Wildcats with the lead and the ball. Lears trying to go to work. Gets it right side. This is Crouch. To Miller, top of the key. Back to Crouch. Right side it goes to Snyder, who was very quiet in the first half with only 3 points. He gets it up top here to Schrick to the free throw line. Kicks it right. This is the lefty Crouch. Now Lears, top of the key. Nice move to the left side. Dumps it here to Snyder at the free throw line. Trying to back down Ross. Spins around him. His layup is no good. And after all that, possession finally grabbed by Murata, and a foul's going to be called against Matt Lears of Holton trying to reach in. That's his second.
Still no player in the game with more than 2 fouls, right? So both teams in good shape there.
The Wildcats continue to show pressure here in the full court. It has caused some issues at times here for Royal Valley, and a long way to go in this game, but just 14 points on the board, and now another turnover here by the Panthers. It is night and day what we saw on Friday. They went toe-for-toe with arguably the best team in this league in Sabetha and had a chance down the stretch on their home floor to come away with the win, and now they have struggled here really since the latter portions of the first quarter. Wildcats have the ball leading 21-14, coming up on 2 minutes into this third period. Lears, a little hesitation, gets it all the way and lays it in left side with the right hand. The Lears taking over to start. He's into double figures with 11, and the lead is 9 now for the Wildcats at 23-14. And another turnover. Ross throws it away. Think about this. Royal Valley has only scored 3 points since the first quarter.
You know, and they've actually handled the full court pressure pretty good, but their turnovers are coming like on unforced errors in the half court once they get the ball across the timeline and break the press.
This was an 11-4 Royal Valley lead as we got a timeout on the floor. Again, Royal Valley jumped out 11-4 in the first quarter. They were outscored 15-3 by the Wildcats in quarter two, trailed 19-14 at halftime, and now they find themselves down 4 points here early in the third and trailing by 9 at 23-14. See Matt Lears get to the bucket, 2 easy layups for him. Now 11 in the game to lead all scores. The Panthers are just going to have to try to see something go offensively, going to need to see some shots fall. They had 4 players in double figures on Friday in the loss to Sabetha. But Franks is their leading scorer off the bench with 5 here tonight so far. So out of that timeout is a 23-14 lead for the Wildcats. 5:45 left here in the third. Matt Lears again controlling the tempo for the Wildcat offense. Snyder left side on the wing, guarded by McKenzie, spins in the paint, good. Dump down pass inside, a lot of contact, but getting it back and laying it up and in is Sam Miller for his first bucket. 25-14, largest lead for the Wildcats now at 11. Here is Coleman left side on the wing. Ross gets it top of the key, fakes. Coleman left side, steps into a 17-footer. And off the rim twice, no good. Snyder rips away the rebound here for Holton. Now he wants to push the tempo, working on Coleman. Floats up a shot, no good, and they get Coleman with a touch foul. Not much contact at all.
Tough break, too, because Snyder kind of forced the shot. It was pretty good defense, not giving Snyder a good look on one-on-one transition.
Well, now that's Coleman's fourth foul, too. That's a tough one, as Coleman, in the 6'2 senior.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, but Royal Valley was up 14-6. This is a 20-0 run right now in Holton's favor. I think they scored 20 in a row, right? I wrote down 14-6.
Yes, you
Royal
are
Valley
right.
Early in that second quarter.
You are right. Absolutely, because at one point,
21 in a row.
They get 21 in a row. You are right. What a run here by the Wildcats. Two free throws knocked in by Snyder. He's got five. 27-14. As the Panthers now are having all sorts of issues with this full-court press, but they finally get it up the floor. McKenzie has it on the right wing. Torres on the block. McKenzie gets it back. They reverse the basketball. Now Franks left wing. They want it into the corner with Ross. Looking for Franks. He wasn't ready for that. He cuts, and it kicks off his own foot and out of bounds. Another Panthers turnover, and this run continues for the Wildcats as they get it back up 13.
Like the one thing maybe Royal Valley doesn't have right now, is that go-to experienced leader that when times are tough and you're desperate for a basket that they can really turn to and that would take over on the offensive end.
Lear's missing a three from the right wing on a step back from McKenzie, and how about that effort for Crouch, an offensive rebound, and the possession stays alive here for Holton. And they're going to get Lear's here with the travel working on McKenzie, and the Wildcats turn it over. Give it back to Royal Valley. Hamas checks in. Kobe Black also in for the Wildcats.
You know, pressure defense, and this is, you know, Holton, everybody sees, thinks pressure's going to turn into left, but once Royal Valley, they've handled the pressure in the front half of the court. But once they get into the half-court game, they don't transition into the half-court offense. They just float passes. It's out of their ball handler's hand. This is the first time they've actually got it into their half-court set and run an offense.
See if they can work something out of it, as Ross had it in the corner. Now Franks gets it back high right here to Murata.
Probably been 10 minutes of basketball time that they've not scored.
It has been a long time. They have not scored, Royal Valley, since the first quarter. This run continues as Black defending inside had it knocked away. Preston Ross did. They were looking for him underneath, and Panthers are going to get it back in trailing 27-14 and not scored since the first quarter. Or correction, early portions
second.
Of the second quarter, beg your pardon.
Franks had that really nice elbow jumper last time they scored.
And Ross tried one from the right elbow. In and out, no good. Rebound for Holton. Good pass up the floor. Crouch might have had it partially blocked from behind. Rebound attempt put up and missed by Snyder. And off the second miss, Ross comes away with the rebound here for Royal Valley. Reverse the basketball into the left corner. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. 27-14, Wildcats by 13. And Murata gets inside the paint and draws the foul on the floor. Just the second team foul against the Wildcats. They'll get Schrick with his third. And a quick sub in as Braden Peek, who saw a couple minutes in the first half, checks in for Tyson Snyder. Gets a quick breather. Panthers to throw it in. They get it inside to Ross. Working on the block. Spins on two. And they get it on the floor. Another foul here against the Wildcats. Their third here in the quarter.
And also the third on Matthew Lears now, besides Schrick having three.
Schrick now and Lears both with three fouls. Snyder quickly back in along with Tyler Catherine. Lears and Schrick will both get breathers, both of them again with three fouls in this game. Again, Royal Valley is on a lengthy scoring drought. They have not scored since the early portions of the second quarter. They are trailing here at Holton, 27-14, and a difficult shot with contact, up and no good by Murata. He wanted the foul, no call, and a rebound for Holton as Kobe Black brings it up the far sideline, picks up the dribble, trying to get it off to Snyder, finally instead gets it off here to a teammate. Now they want to set it up top here for Snyder around a screen, lost it underneath, and a turnover by the Wildcats. Here's Ross driving in, had it knocked away, and here's a steal by Peek. Peek wants to go coast to coast, lays it in for two. Braden Peek, the sophomore, now with five off the bench, 29-14, the lead at 15 now for the Wildcats.
He's kind of been a spark the last couple ball games. We're going to start seeing him getting some more PT.
We saw sophomore Brooke Wilcott go out for 24. Yeah. He says, hey, we can do that in this game, too.
Ross, a little turnaround, Jay in and out, and the Panthers can't buy a bucket here in this game since the early portions of the second quarter. Inside for Crouch on the blocks, spinning on three purple jerseys, and a timeout called here by first-year head coach Eric Tate for the Wildcats. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's all Wildcats now, leading Royal Valley 29-14. 2:10 left here, third quarter. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansas Land Radio.
.210 left to go, third quarter. Wildcats in control, leading Royal Valley 29-14. Again, the Wildcats, since the early portions of the second quarter, are on a 23-0 run. And what's honestly just been kind of an incredible watch, Panthers have had some shots go in and out. The offense has been hard to come by, but even the times they've had some decent looks, they have had them go down and out, and nothing is going right here for Royal Valley in this stretch. They led this game at one point 11-4, but have not scored since the early portions of quarter two, and now they're down 29-14 as they set up Snyder for three. Beautifully done. Out of the timeout, they set up Snyder from downtown. His first triple tonight, he's got eight. And then another timeout's going to be called here by Royal Valley.
That is a 26-0 run, and Chris Brown is beyond frustrated right now with the visitors in purple.
The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:01 left in this third quarter. And again, 26-0 run. 32-14 is the score. It's all Wildcats now. They're getting more involved here offensively. Snyder has 8 points here after that three-ball timeout. You had some guys really causing some production off the bench as well. Braden Peek has five off the bench for this Wildcats team. Matt Lear's also a good third quarter and a good game in general. He's got 11 tonight. Both these teams entered this contest at 2-1. Wildcats trying to move to 2-0 in league play, as they will be on the road at Hiawatha on Friday night. And we'll close out the 22 portion of the schedule on Tuesday here at home against Jeff West. So 2 minutes left here in this third quarter. Out of the timeout, the run continues. A 26-0 spurt for the Wildcats continues here. Panthers trying to get on the board for the first time since the early portions of quarter two. They set it up for Ross, driving, shot is up, no good. Battling for the rebound inside, collected by Holton. Picked up here by Catherine's and gets it up the floor here to Snyder's far side of the floor.
Well, we'll see if Coach Brown, he was on his kids about, you know, they've taken Tyson Snyder basically out of the ball game, and they let him get a wide open look at the three ball. They made Catherine shoot at that time, and they're going to be on the attack.
And a pull-up in transition. Again, no good here. And Coleman missing from about 10 feet out. One and done there for the Panthers. Wildcats have it back. 70 seconds to go here in the quarter, leading 32-14. Not sure who you credit. I mean, the Wildcats have really pressured well defensively, but, boy, even the times Panthers have had looks, just unable to get anything to go. Now we get a tie-up underneath. Possession arrow will give it back to Royal Valley.
Probably not the shot you're looking for to Coach Tate. Tyson went 1-on-3 with nowhere to go.
And while they've held Royal Valley scoreless in this third quarter, Holton has only scored 13 points. Just a 13-0 third quarter here for the Cats.
Now, certainly not the defense that's been terribly off tonight for Royal Valley. Just nothing going offensively. They get it to Coleman inside. Finally gets a shot up, and there it is. Finally the first points for Royal Valley since early quarter number two, as Coleman finally gets his team on the board in the second half, 32-16 with 30 seconds to go. Panthers just had to see one fall. Kobe Black on the block, thought about turning and fading. Instead, Crouch, top of the key, the lefty for three, and it's nothing but net. Parker Crouch from downtown, he's got seven in his first three tonight, 35-16. What a response by the Wildcats with 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Now 8 seconds, Murata has it high right on the wing. Now 5 seconds, they get it to Ross in the corner. Murata with 3 seconds. Coleman left wing, he's got to look from three. It's short, and that ends the third quarter. Well, the Panthers score for the first time since the early portions of quarter number two, but the Wildcats have controlled the pace really since the second quarter. Three quarters down and one to go. Wildcats in control, leading the Royal Valley Panthers 35-16. Back after this here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
And another big quarter for Holton, extending their lead outs against Royal Valley as we start the fourth quarter. 35-16, Holton in control. They finally had their run of 26 unanswered points come to an end. A bucket from Daniel Coleman to stop the bleeding there, but Royal Valley again offensively, just nothing going since the first quarter. And the Wildcats have just slowly built this lead out. As we're here to start the fourth, the shot curls up and in there for Crouch in between some defenders, and now he's got nine. 37-16, the lead is 21 for the Wildcats, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter.
I think Holton's got it going right now. Even though Tyson Snyder's not scoring a bunch, Holton gets some players off the bench. You got Peak scoring. Parker Crouch having his career. And finally, Royal Valley gets the three ball to try to make things respectable.
Yeah, Coleman finally gets another bucket. His third three of the season, 37-19 our score. Now Lears will try to answer a three himself. This is off the heel strong. Rebound Torres in Royal Valley.
It's easy to see why Coleman's been playing with four fouls here in the second half, because he's probably their best offensive weapon. They need him out there.
Turnover by Lucas Franks, called for a travel. Holton gets it back, still early portions of the fourth, but leading 37-19, 6:46 left to go. And both these teams, after tonight, two more games until the holiday break. Holton will get Hiawatha on the road Friday, and then next Tuesday against Jeff West at home. Panthers are going to close things out in 2022, Friday at home against Riverside, and then they'll be at Perry LeCompton on Tuesday next week. Deflected pass by Torres. Lears chasing it down, high right, now trying to work around Torres. Had it knocked away from behind, still battling for it. Bodies on the floor, picked up by Crouch underneath, and finally puts up a shot, and he draws the foul. Well, Crouch has worked hard inside, getting second chance opportunities, and now he will go to the free throw line as the foul is on Murata. For Royal Valley, his first. And Crouch will shoot two. Well, actually, early on, got to the stripe numerous times. He was just 2 out of 6 from the stripe in the half, and now the officials are looking at Crouch, and
he's just got a little blood on him, maybe, but they got to get covered up here. Question is, does he have to come out of the game, or can they throw a little tape on that and let him shoot a free throw?
He's got to come out of the game. He's got to buy his way in with a timeout.
So Crouch, again, who was supposed to shoot these free throws, has got the bloody elbow, so now he has to come out, and they have subbed in Tyson Snyder to shoot the free throws. And
from GM Bank. Join us this Wednesday, December 14th, for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. This Wednesday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our Hiawatha and Horton lobbies. All are welcome.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us Wednesday, December 14th, for our annual Christmas open house. Wednesday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our Hiawatha and Horton lobbies. All are welcome.
Candleland Radio.
With the hammer down righty jam and a foul to boot. Holy macaroni.
There's the replay on the Holton channel, watching the replay.
Oh, awesome. Goodness. Look at that. Wow. And the foul against Aiden McKenzie. Or correction, the foul on Lucas Franks, his second. Oh, man. 13 in the game now for Snyder, an emphatic jam.
Woke a few people up, I think.
Yeah.
In and out, no good on the free throw. And a whistle and a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. They're going to get a foul here, I think, on Royal Valley on the rebound attempt.
We got Braden Peavin and Nathan Shoup, two seniors that don't play much for Holton, coming in here with some meaningful minutes. 5:14 still on the clock in this fourth quarter.
It's a 42-19 Wildcats lead. They get it inside. Layup good. Nicely done there as Pete finds it for two, and he's got seven off the bench. 44-19 with just over 5 minutes to go. Here's Murata. Gets by two defenders, and he lays it in. Grayson Murata, who's been quiet tonight now with four. 44-21. Holton by 23 at under 5 minutes to go. And both these teams will play two more before the holiday break, Friday and Tuesday next week. Kind of now really getting into the full swing of Big 7 play. Here's another three just off the rim, no good. Coleman a rebound, pushing in transition now for the Panthers. In and out dribble, right corner, gets it to Lucas Franks on a cut, tried to spin in the lane between a couple defenders, and he draws the foul. They get Peavin with his first. And we'll see also a first time tonight for Jackson Stevens, a sophomore in for Royal Valley, taking the spot of McKenzie. So both teams going a little bit deeper into their bench late in this game. A 44-21 Wildcats lead. Murata has it. The left elbow. Kicks it right side. And another foul's going to be called along the perimeter. And Stevens got his first touch.
Put Royal Valley in the bonus here.
I believe they get Shoup here with this foul. And it is the seventh team foul, so we'll see Jackson Stevens, the sophomore, in for Royal Valley. His first free throw attempt of the season. And he missed everything, no good. And the Wildcats will get it back. 4:20 left in this game, 44-21. Their lead is 23. So the Wildcats working against some pressure here as we'll have some more subs in for the Wildcats. Next dead ball. Peek able to get through a couple defenders, and then he threw it away right to Coleman. Daniel Coleman now for the Panthers. Thought about pulling up from the top of the key. Gets it off to Trayson Murata. We're 4 minutes down, four to go in the fourth quarter. Coleman fires a three from straight on. It's no good. Chasing it down in the far corner is Franks, who keeps it alive, looking for Hamas inside, who is held from behind and is fouled and will shoot free throws.
I think Derek Tate might be second-guessing how much time was on the clock when he started clearing the bench, as we're going to get three starters checking back in here.
I was a little curious about that because I looked up and
23, but
there's still about 6 minutes left. I thought it might have been a little early. You can always respect when the youngins can come in late in a game and get some PT, but I thought might have waited another minute as Thomas is going to shoot a free throw here, and that one is in, so he gets the bonus here. Thomas is a 6'4 senior who's now played in three of the first four games. Saw a little bit of time in the Sabetha game on Friday.
He's one of only five guys that have scored for Royal Valley tonight. They only have three starters that have scored, and then two guys off the bench, Thomas and Franks.
Thomas goes 2-for-2 there, 44-23. The Wildcats lead is 21 at 3:45 to go. Wildcats can slow everything down. And here's a three from the left corner. It's an air ball. Rebound for Royal Valley. It's there by Peven. And now it's Trayson Murata. Brings it up the floor from right to left with 3.5 minutes to go. Guarded by Lears. Picks up the dribble. Coleman lost it. And Lears diving and hustling.
Don't injure yourself.
That hurts.
Slid into the bleachers.
He's got one gear, and it's overdrive.
Yeah, maybe it's now time you can get him off the floor. Maybe gets, again, some of these younger guys in and appears to be okay, but goes right into the bleachers with his back sliding on the floor. I'm guessing that's probably the last bit of Matt Lears we're going to see tonight. 11 points and somewhat of a quiet night, but
great hustle. He just doesn't know how to not play hard.
This Wildcats team with some reserves on the floor. Tyson Snyder, though, still in the game. Down to 3:26 left. It's a 44-23 Holton lead. Panthers out of that short break with the ball. Torres has it in the corner. The leading score for the Panthers at over 13 points per game. Coleman, a little pull-up J. That one is good. How about Daniel Coleman? A little pull-up from 17. He's got 9 to lead Royal Valley, 44-25. Just over 3 minutes to go. Panthers continuing to keep that pressure up. Wildcats can slow it down. Don't need to do a whole lot offensively with the lead, and now 3 minutes to go. Snyder with it, high right on the wing. Up top it goes. This is Peven, the senior. Left side with Schreck. And I think an illegal screen might be the call here against the Wildcats. I think they get Peven here. And that is his second foul off the bench here in the fourth quarter. So Peven again with two fouls, down to 2:42 left. 44-25, the Wildcats in front. Murata gets it off to Coleman up top. Coleman will step back between the legs and fire a three, graze the rim, and Snyder with the ball. Two-on-one break over the top, deflected pass. Still battling for it in the far corners. Snyder picks it up, kept it alive, and now a couple bodies hit the floor, and I think another foul is going to be called with 2:22 left.
Just called it out on Royal Valley.
Okay, just out of bounds. No foul.
got to give the Panthers credit here. They had a really frustrating second and third quarter offensively, but they're hustling. They're still playing really hard out there fighting to the end.
They've played really good since Coach Brown called that timeout and lit them up.
We knew it was somewhat of a rebuilding year for this Panthers team with not a lot of experience back from their 24-2 state title run team a year ago, but from what we saw against DeBethel on Friday, they're not going to be an easy out for any team in this league. Down to 2 minutes left in this game, 44-25. Holton just trying to secure this victory, and this one's going to get thrown into the backcourt. It's going to be a turnover. Snyder cut when Schrick thought he was staying up top. Wildcats turnover here is some more subs in for the Wildcats.
Something you'd like to avoid if you're Holton at this point. I mean, you got the win, but you'd like to not get too sloppy. Try to keep things a little bit sharp heading into the next couple here before the break.
You know, the thing that you've got to keep sight of is they missed out on 2 weeks of practice. Right? You know, this is time to practice to get better as well. Scrimmage time. Raleigh Valley's getting better right now. They righted the ship. They've kind of played a little bit better.
Here's Murata working on two defenders, and both Wildcat defenders hit the floor. Ball thrown in the air, and Holton comes away with it. And a whistle and a foul here against Royal Valley. Still have a couple fouls to give as Murata picks up the foul here. Stops the clock at 1:34. It's a 44-25 Wildcats lead with 94 seconds to go. A couple more subs, reserves in here for Royal Valley. Matt Buskirk, first action of the year. Also Josh Boyd in a junior.
A couple other boys, Big Seven finals real quick. Nemoth Central won a tight one at Hiawatha tonight, 39-35. Thunder beat the Redhawks.
That one, of course, on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. And this Holton team will be at Hiawatha on Friday night. Here's a three from the right wing. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, put up, no good. Third chance opportunity. How about the hustle and muscle inside from Braden Peak? Draws the foul, we'll shoot two.
One other final, Sabetha stays undefeated. Their boys beat Riverside tonight, 53-39. Of course, we'll have all the final scores posted on our website, mscsports.net. Brandon will have the scores and information tomorrow morning on KNZA.
Yeah, the first free throw there missed by Peak, and you mentioned Sabetha staying undefeated. They are up to number 2 in the latest KBCA ranks this week, so they move up a spot. The only team in front of them is Southeast of Saline. And the Sabetha Blue Jays, again, very talented. Matthew Garber, one of our athletes of the week. He had back-to-back games of 26 points and has been on a tear here early on for the number 2-ranked Blue Jays.
How about Braden Peak getting the steal there? He's quietly got a career-high 8 points on the varsity level tonight.
And the Wildcats trying to run out the final 50 seconds here, and what's a 20-point lead at 45-25, and Peak, why not, takes it all the way and lays it in.
Double digits.
Braden Peak now with 10 points. Came into the game at just 1 point and one rebound a contest, and he's got 10 here off the bench. 47-25 with 32 seconds to go. Here's a three that hits the rim twice, no good, and a foul on the rebound attempt.
Stevens tried to foul out here in the fourth quarter. Get 5 fouls if you don't come into the fourth quarter, I guess, use them quickly, huh?
This is Jamin Smith off the bench here for Royal Valley, seeing some minutes here late. He'll shoot a couple of free throws, and he makes the first.
Well, then they didn't call it on.
Nope,
right.
It wasn't on Stephen. Shoop, I guess.
They got Shoop with that foul. 28 seconds to go, 47-26. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound for Holton. Catherine's with that one. Wildcats can run out the final 20 seconds in this game, and the Wildcats really took control from really the second quarter on. Good defense by the Panthers here in the backcourt with Beam with now 10 seconds to go, but the Wildcats getting it across half court once again, and will pull up for three. This one is no good. Saved by Peak underneath. The Wildcats will get another chance at the buzzer. A three off the heel, no good, and that will end it. Here tonight, an impressive win for the Wildcats. Took control of this one after the first quarter and never looked back. And the Wildcats get their third win of the year, beating Royal Valley 47-26. Our postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 47-26, Wildcats win it. And we'll recap it all when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small-town bank? You have found it at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Back one final time here on KNZA. Postgame brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon, John, Justin, Colin all with you. Everyone here on the Holton Channel broadcast as well. Thanks to everyone involved for tonight as it's a Wildcat sweep. Here on their home floor, the girls victorious over Royal Valley in the first game tonight, 59-50. And on the backs of a 26-0 run in the middle of the boys contest, Holton able to pull away and win it in the boys game, 47-26. As now the Wildcat boys, 3-1 here through their first four games and 2-0 to start in the Big 7. Royal Valley, after a 2-0 start, have dropped their last two. They are now 2-2 and 1-2. In Big 7 league play. So we can point to a lot of things in this one. Again, Panthers jumped out early, 11-4. They led it. Things looked good on their end. But really from the early portions of the second quarter to the late portions of the third quarter, it was absolutely dominated by Holton. They had a 26-0 run at one point, and really that's the difference in the game, and some guys off the bench really stepping up for the Wildcats when the top scorers were kind of held down tonight.
Yeah, 26 unanswered points, a 15-3 second, a 16-2 third. That's when the game was won, no doubt. And even when Royal Valley was playing well early, I felt like they could have had an even bigger lead, but the Panthers kind of plagued by turnovers, I felt like, throughout much of this game, prohibited them from being able to get more going on the offensive end. It's a Royal Valley team that I think is still kind of looking for the right guys whenever things aren't going their way. I mean, things went pretty well against Sabatha. They were making shots. They were staying with them. But it's nights like this whenever you hit that stretch in the second quarter when things aren't going well that you really need a leader. You need somebody you can put the ball in their hands that's going to either get a shot, hit a shot, or find a way to create a good shot for their offense and one of their teammates. And I don't know if Royal Valley has that quite yet, but it's a team that I think has some potential. It's a team that's athletic, team that looks like they played well together. I just think Holton's experience was too big of a factor for them to overcome here tonight.
Yeah, and I think for the Wildcats, again, the two leading scorers held down, you know, for a majority of this game, and some guys stepping up. You know, as Lears, though, did finish with 11, and Tyson Snyder, though, finishing with 13, but Parker Crouch had 9. You had Braden Peake off the bench with 10 points as well. Panthers, again, losing tonight, and they were led by Daniel Coleman, who had a good second half, 7 of his 9 points. In the second half, they got 5 from Lucas Franks off the bench. They got 4 apiece from Trayson Murata and Connor Thomas. Also 3 from Preston Ross. Some of the other numbers team-wise, both teams a little sluggish at the line. Royal Valley 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe. Holton finished 9 of 16. Six combined threes between these two teams. Holton hit four. Royal Valley with two. Panthers had 17 turnovers, and the Wildcats finish with 10 turnovers. Stats tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Omler, also Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. 47-26, Holton wins it here tonight. Now time to announce our player of the game. Player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Can look for a couple players here, but John, Justin, I'll let you guys kind of take it away. And a lot of guys getting involved. Four players with at least 9 points, so fairly balanced. And Snyder leading the way with 13, but some other guys getting involved as well.
Well, as we talked about, this good teams find a way to win ball games, and Holton did that tonight. You know, Royal Valley did a nice job. They took away the two best players. Holton found with Parker Crouch and Braden Peake, a couple other guys could score the basketball for them a little bit. So I think it's probably going to come down to those two. And we thought probably the three ball that Braden Peake hit in the second quarter kind of got Holton going. And Holton was really sluggish early. Braden comes in off the bench as a sophomore and says, I'm not the only sophomore not going to do some good things. And it kind of ignited Holton. You know, that it was points for Card to come by. He hits that, allows Holton to get in their defense, get some pressure, and then all of a sudden Holton starts scoring at a little higher rate, and Royal Valley can't find to get the lid off the bucket.
Yeah, Braden Peake, how about that? The sophomore who came into tonight just 1 point, one rebound per game through the first couple that he had seen action. He comes in with 10 tonight and a huge three early on in the first half. It really sparked the Wildcat offense to this victory. So Braden Peake, our player to bank on, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. I want to thank Colin Feldkamp back in studio, John Holliday, Justin Fluke, everyone here for the Holton Channel as well. Great stuff providing this coverage for you. But real one final time, as it is a Wildcat sweep here on their home floor. Girls contest went to Holton 59-50. And the boys' dominance over Royal Valley in the nightcap, that final 47-26. Again, up next for both of these teams, Royal Valley on Friday. Then we'll be back at